You're listening to the audio production of The Bone House by Stephen Lawhead, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Simon Bubb.
Previously, our story thus far concerns an underemployed but agreeable young fellow named Cosimo Christopher Livingston, who much prefers to go by the name of Kit. He is related by birth to an anachronistic old gentleman named Cosimo, who is, in fact, his long-lost great-grandfather, long-lost in that, owing to circumstances arising from the phenomenon known as lay travel, about which more later, he disappeared more than 100 years or so ago while on a routine visit to the local shops. Cosimo's return was greeted by Kit with disbelief, astonishment, and chagrin. The elder relation's insistence that Kit should accompany him on a quest of great significance was rebuffed, and after a fleeting taste of this heretofore unheard-of lay travel, Kit retreated to the arms of his unpleasant girlfriend, Wilhelmina Klug. Due to the time drift involved in lay journeys, he arrived quite late for a long-promised shopping excursion. When the explanation for his tardiness failed to convince this young woman, Kit endeavoured to provide her with a practical demonstration. Owing to his inexperience, the demo went horribly wrong, and poor Wilhelmina was lost in the transition. However, Kit was found once more by Cosimo, who introduced him to a stalwart colleague by the name of Sir Henry Faith. Together, the three of them set out to find Wilhelmina and return her to her proper place and time. Laudable as their concern may have been, it ultimately proved misplaced. Wilhelmina landed on her feet in 17th-century Prague, where she was befriended.